Hello everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where we discuss a multitude of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Specifically, much of what we share on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. So in this episode number 7, I can't believe it's 7 episodes already, wow. What I want to share with you all today is sort of my thoughts on what I saw this past weekend during the NFL playoff game with the Baltimore Ravens and the San Diego Chargers, and what Coach John Harbaugh did with his quarterback, Lamar Jackson. And I thought it was an awesome example of long-term thinking when there's a lot of short-term pressure. And what happened, for anyone who does not follow football, is the Baltimore Ravens and the San Diego Chargers were playing in a playoff game, so it's pretty high stakes. Every team wants to make it to the Super Bowl. That's really the goal. So it's the first game in the playoffs. These two teams are playing, and the Baltimore Ravens, which are coached again by John Harbaugh and have the quarterback Lamar Jackson, who is a rookie, by the way. He's his first year in the NFL. They're losing really bad, and the offense led by Lamar Jackson is just struggling the entire game. And the Baltimore Ravens also have what they call a seasoned or veteran quarterback who also won a Super Bowl for them a couple years back by the name of Joe Flacco. And throughout the course of the season this year, Joe Flacco was replaced by Lamar Jackson. So fast forward into the playoffs, Joe Flacco sitting on the bench, Lamar Jackson, the rookie, is starting. And Baltimore is losing to the San Diego Chargers pretty bad, and offense is looking horrible. It comes a time in the fourth quarter where the commentators and everyone is saying, wow, I think it's time for the Ravens to think about bringing in Joe Flacco. I think it's time for them to make a switch. They want to try to salvage this game as much as possible, but John Harbaugh did not make the switch. And at the time, I thought about it and I said, wow, this is an example of someone who's not thinking about the short term when he's thinking about long term. And with this being Lamar Jackson's first season in the NFL for John Harbaugh's team, the Baltimore Ravens, what would John Harbaugh be saying to his future franchise quarterback, who is young, new to the NFL, if he was to pull him out after Lamar Jackson had helped him get to the playoffs, let alone him being young? But what has he done up to this point to get you there? But then also, how are you setting the stage for the future? The game was already out of hand. I think we can argue about that, but from my perspective, the game was out of hand. And Baltimore was not going to win that game, even though they came really, really close at the end, honestly. But pulling him at that time, I think, would have been very short-sighted on his behalf. And I commend John. I don't know if this is what he was thinking of, but I commend him on thinking about the longer-term implications of him pulling out this rookie quarterback at the time he did. And surprisingly, or really not so surprisingly, but as a result of him staying in the game, Lamar Jackson was actually able to turn it up a notch. And I don't know if it's because of the San Diego defense falling back or being more lackadaisical because they had the lead. But Lamar Jackson ended up throwing 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and almost brought him back. So what did that do to his confidence? Let alone the fact that they lost the game. But what did that do to his confidence long term? So as we think about how we plan and how we make decisions in our lives, I would challenge each of us to consider the long term impacts of our decisions and not just focus on sort of the short-term wins and the short-term pressures that we're feeling, but how are the decisions that we make going to last after we make those decisions? How long are they going to be relevant and important? And I think what John Harbaugh did was commendable. I think he was truly thinking of the long term and what this will do for the confidence of his quarterback going forward into the future and what it'll do for the team at the end of the day. So as we plan our lives and as we establish a life of balance and prosperity and we make decisions, let's not be too quick to make decisions based on short-term pressure, but what the long-term implications will be for those decisions, whether that's hiring somebody, managing talent, working with your children, spouse, etc., whatever it may be. Let's think about the long-term impacts of the decisions we make. I hope you enjoyed this and saw some value in it. Till the next time, live long and prosper.